So, here's the deal. Identity is nothing but a belief. It's a belief about who you are. Not what you can do, but what you will do. Lots of people believe they could do something that is possible, but that's not the essence of their identity. We're talking about the identity of what they think they really will do. This is a specific set of beliefs that relate specifically to who they are as a person, what they can and cannot do, what they will and will not do. That's all we're talking about here. And they have certainty about those. Now, why? Because they have built for themselves a series of tabletops with what underneath them, probably. And you know what? They don't even remember what half those references are anymore. They've forgotten what the references are, and those references may have been inaccurate, or those same references that have been assembled for a different belief, right? But they don't even remember. All they know is this is the controlling force of their life, and they're going to stay consistent with it. So our job is to help them to change that. So one way to do this, when someone has an identity, one obvious way, is to give them an experience that causes them to question all this. Because if I can come up with an experience that invalidates this completely and expands my sense, like, I know I'm not that kind of person. I can't do this. I've never gotten up and done this. I've never climbed this. I've never pushed myself through this. I've never done that. I've never been up this many hours. I've never. I can't. But we keep getting to do it. There's a point in which the brain goes, you were confused. And all of a sudden, you begin to develop a new set of beliefs because the references are in your face. But does having an experience that violates their past limitation guarantee a change in identity? It is one way to do it, but it's not a guarantee for it. There's no guarantee except your sensory acuity to see whether that shift has really occurred and your ability to constantly test and to assemble those beliefs and to find what's there. What's another way we could change identity? This is one of the most valuable ones. One of the most valuable ways is not to talk to someone, but to give them an experience. Because when you give them an experience, you have the greatest chance of making new connections in the nervous system. So that's one of the reasons I start out with a firewalk as one of the first experiences people have. Because it violates their sensibilities of what they thought they could do at one stage in their life and probably recent experience as well. So it does that. We have them going with this unbelievable energy. Most of these people have never experienced this much energy consistently in their life. They don't believe they have that much energy until we put them through it. They didn't believe they could focus that much. They didn't believe they had that. So we begin to change the standard, to change the sense of what's possible. My goal is to get them to see how to translate that so it's not only in my environment where I'm creating that demand on them or showing that example, but where they also take that home. That's part of why I want to hit their physiology so hard, so there's such a resonant level of it that they wake up feeling it. You follow me on this? So a major other way of doing this, the obvious way, is to make a huge change in physiology because physiology is the filter through which you interpret all information, including your beliefs about who you are. And I know there are times in my life when everything was going well except my physiology and I didn't feel good. And I didn't feel good about myself. It's not where it needs to be. But when my physiology was solid, it was amazing. I was able to handle almost everything else. That's why I say physiology first. So another huge way to change identity is change a person physically because there's nothing like seeing yourself as different. That's also why some people do things like plastic surgery and all those things like that, try and change how they see. And the truth of the matter is they can change their physiology on the external and still be depressed. Right? Because they haven't changed the internal processing, the kind of questions they ask, what they say to themselves. They haven't changed their trial. They still put their body in that state. Still have that internal dialogue. So they feel depressed still. They can take Prozac and change their physiology artificially. But if they keep running the same triad, they're still going to be depressed, right? They hold that same identity. And there's some people that use that as the excuse, oh my God, I see myself differently. So they see themselves differently. The outside looks different, so the inside must be different. Changing physiology simply means changing the habitual patterns of how they move. We don't mean change their physiology like just for the moment. You train them. You teach them how to step up, how to immediately get in the state. And if we do this enough, if we train them, if we give them enough emotion and we keep training them how to change their physiology so rapidly, how they can change their emotional state so rapidly, pretty soon they have a totally different perception of who they are. Right? So a physiological shift that is consistent, teaching the person, train the person to use their body differently, will completely change the way they think, the way they feel, and their identity. So, number one, give them an experience that violates their limitations. Get them to experience. Get them to do what they think they cannot do. The best way to do that is to trick them. If you tell them you're going to make them do it, they'll resist it. Don't let them realize until they're about halfway through it or they're done that they just did what they didn't think they could do. That's much easier. Otherwise, they build up barriers and it's going to be hard to get them to follow through. Some situations you won't have control of because they're going to decide their barriers before you say a word. Someone will look at it at the poll. Someone will look at it in an intimate relationship, communication that's going to be going on in a in a partnership. It's going to show up in so many ways. So that's one. Two, physiology. You want to train these people to snap into the states they want. We want to literally develop emotional fitness in these people. Physical fitness and emotional fitness. Emotional fitness is we want to get them to live in the states that they desire. The states that will empower them. The virtuous states. We want to get them to live in passionate states, courageous states, playful states, fun states, loving states, warm states. And get there enough that what will happen is, remember, pain only motivates you for the moment to make a change. Pleasure is the only long-term motivator. So if you can get these people where they start to feel this good and they start to see they can do it even when the environment's difficult, they will get addicted to doing this. They'll get addicted to it and they'll have the physiology to do it because if you do it enough times, they'll be wired to do it. So any excuse you can possibly come up with your team to enhance physiology, to snap into peak states, or to have, along with your incantation, states that are incredibly dynamic for these people in a variety of states, playful states, fun states, strong states, unstoppable states, any way you can do that, you're going to be helping them to enhance their identity. Any way you possibly can. What's another way to enhance identity? Another way to enhance identity is incantation. Because incantation is physiology with a belief attached to it. Because all it is, when you incant something, remember, not an affirmation. I want to remind you. You can say, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy all day long. What turns it into an incantation is when you use the what in a vigorous way. Physiology. And an incantation should be spoken out loud. Not just inside their head, because it isn't dynamic in what it sends to the nervous system. So you want it out loud with the emotion in it, with variety in it, so the person doesn't. If somebody does that enough, it's like a song you can't get out of your head. How do they build these old beliefs in the first place? All an identity is beliefs. They built it by saying to themselves over and over and over again with emotion until they believed it. So it was so stacked, they may not even have any references, but they found them. Because they got this thing going in their head, this song, they can't get it out. Once the song's in their head, they got to find things that relate to it. Incantation is the easiest, one of the most powerful ways to induce in someone a new identity. And I'm living proof of it. Because I did it to myself at the earliest stages, and it gave me the leadership capabilities, the certainty capabilities. So I would incant them, and I still do them to this day before I walk in this room. Every single time. Because I don't operate from, well, do I need it? I operate from, I must always be at my best. It's my standard, and you need to do the same for yourself. And so what happens is you literally embed that incantation into them, and they will completely change how they think and feel. What you will do by changing your incantation is you will have changed their focus. Because what will happen in their nervous system is it'll go there first. And when it goes there first, they will see, feel, and experience life differently. So identity shift, give them experience. Identity shift, change their physiology. And do it continuously and give them rewards for it and a sense of pleasure for it. Identity shift, incantation. What's nice about incantation, it combines all of the triad. Because to do an incantation, you have to change physiology. To do an incantation, you have to use language. To do an incantation, you have to do it with such intensity and focus on it that you actually believe it. Because the repetition with intensity will produce that emotional certainty that everybody's looking for. It's one of the most powerful ways and simple ways to do it. Another way would be create a peer environment in which the identity that they need is the only identity that will exist in that environment that they'll be reinforced for. In other words, use peer group to shape identity. Where do you think they got their identity in the first group? You need to create an environment that produces in people where they see the only way you get reinforced here, the only way you get anything, and you avoid pain and get pleasure, is when you're playing life at this level. And use the peer group to create that standard. So what I've done is I've created an environment in which the rules of how to play are there. And the way I create that environment is I set the standard, I create the relationship, and once I got that relationship, I now set the standard. And the way I set the standard is when somebody doesn't participate, you've seen me. I talk to them. If you've been around me anytime, you've seen me in groups, you see me sometimes on the third day. They've been great, 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 and their energy drops. I do not let the standard drop. And I have enough relationship that they'll listen to me because I don't judge them. I love them, and I tell them the truth. And I raise the standard, and I can only do it because I have already got a higher standard that I'm living by that they can see. If I was up there on my butt saying, you guys really got to get your energy going, they wouldn't really respond to me a lot. Almost everybody will respond to challenge that is given not from judgment, but from love, and from a person who is holding the standard they're asking you to step up to. But that's what you got to be able to do. So think about how you make that happen. And so when you think about creating identity, you want to create the environment. The way you create the environment is be the environment you want to create. Another way to enhance identity is to catch them doing things right and celebrate, which is, again, shaping their identity through anchoring, helping them build new associations to old experiences, which means big way of saying you can collapse their anchors and change their personal history, because a lot of identity comes from our history, doesn't it? Most of us believe who we are is who we was. You know, that's what most people believe. When I don't believe that, I believe who I am is who I am right now. Who I was is interesting. I'm going to pull as much of that as I can as possible. Anything that I was that was really cool, I will remember. Anything I was that wasn't so cool, I'm very good at deleting. I want to. I need to. So otherwise, it'll undermine my sense of certainty. And was may have been 5 minutes ago. See, I learned that by dealing with financial traders. You're a financial trader. You go out and you lose $50 million in a morning like a friend of mine did recently. Right? That'll kind of shake your state just a smidge. So what you got to be able to do in a few seconds is you got to make a minute ago history, because otherwise you can't function because you don't trust yourself. So you have to be able to build identity, because all we're talking about identity, it's a big word, is a bunch of beliefs about who you are, what you can and cannot do, what you will and will not do. Don't let it get bigger than it is. If you understand that, then you go, what are all the ways to change a belief? Right? That's all I got to do. These are real strong beliefs, but they can be handled. Another way to shift identity is to get someone to link so much pain to the old identity that they have to shift. They don't have a choice. But also, they link so much what to shifting? The only thing that will cause someone to change long term is if they believe the new behavior, the new belief, the new emotion, the new pattern actually rewards them. Pleasure is the only long-term motivator. Pain is only a short-term motivator. People learn to live with pain. They'll learn to settle for it. But pleasure, baby, you get the pleasure level up high enough, watch what people will do. You got to get pain to get their attention. Very often you got to get pain to get them started. But the pleasure is what keeps them going. Okay? You got to remember that when you're thinking about what it is you want to create within people. You get somebody to act as if they don't know what they're doing. I know you don't know, but let's just try it. Right? And you get a mistake. You don't know how to do it, but I want you to pretend that you are X person who absolutely can do this and have them do it. Because what you do is you access the resources that are inside of them. And when they start to wake up after they've done it enough, what this does is it violates their experience. It's just another way of violating their experience and giving the experience that they want. But they can't escape the fact that they did it. If you get them to do it enough, where they act as if, pretty soon it's commitment and consistency. It becomes who they are. Pretty soon they get pleasure from it. And man, they're anchored. They got it. How else can you change somebody's identity? I just want you to realize how many ways there are. Provide for them a more compelling future. When a person believes they have a future, that alone begins to shift their perception of who they are, what they can and cannot do. So helping them develop a compelling future is fantastic. Another one that's been left out is help them to master another skill. As people feel that they've mastered a skill, it gives them a sense of growth, and as they grow, their identity expands. So when I've got a skill, like I can now organize my life, I can get myself out of overwhelm. I can get rid of that old pain by a collapsed anchor. Wow, I can change a history. Wow, I can do this. As I start developing skills, I perceive myself as a different person. So you have so many ways to build their identity. It's a joke. But one of the great ways to do it is think about how you did it to you. Because all of you have done this.